Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dallas Stars looking to remain in the W column this weekend against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And Gavin, Tampa Bay and Dallas pretty similar up to this point, 12-6-0 for Dallas, 10-6-1 for Tampa Bay. The power play percentages are pretty similar. The faceoff percentage is the amount of goals they score. But Dallas is going to have their hands full with Nikita Kucherov, who is off to a scorching start once again. He's just one of those players that makes the game look so easy. It can be infuriating to watch sometimes because of how smooth the game comes to him.
Yeah, he is a player that when he's on the ice, you just love to watch him. And those players are kind of few and far between in the NHL. At the same time, you know, they have a Hall of Fame goalie in Andre Vasilevsky, who looks like his game's back as well. So I'm excited about these next two games, Saturday against Tampa and then Monday against Carolina. And the reason I'm excited is it's almost bizarro world, Joey, in that, you know, last year the Stars were so good on the road and they struggled a little bit at home. This year, they're dominant at home. And, you know, road as far as wins against quality teams, especially early in the season. That's why Minnesota was such a marquee win the other night. It was their first win against a team with a winning record. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, nothing against San Jose and Anaheim. Like I said, those are terrific teams. But going into Tampa and going into Carolina and wins this weekend would be a massive statement. And then they play Chicago after that. So a nice three-game stretch to see, you know, as far as where you're at. And then we get to Thanksgiving, and the Thanksgiving break is really that first sign where you kind of look at your team and look at team needs and how are we doing. So the Thanksgiving break is kind of like that first mark. So I'm excited how these three games go. I also like how the boys are on the road for a little bit of a stretch. And the reason is, you know, further bonding and what I really like, and this is going to be a true test as far as how they come out in the first, is that they get that extra day or two off. This has been a gauntlet of a travel schedule. Yeah. I mean, so many more miles than any other team in the NHL. Obviously, Finland plays a major part, but they really haven't had a break. They've been going every other night. And with that, you don't get that extra practice time. So hopefully they can work on their power play, try to throw some different nuances in there. So I'm excited. That said, you know, John Cooper and the Lightning, you know, you knew they were going to turn it around. I mean, heck, they were good last year, too.
Yes.
It's just that division they play in is similar to the Central Division, Joey, where, you know, I mean, you know, Boston's down, but, you know, Toronto's, you know, just fine. And, oh, yeah, you have the Stanley Cup champions in Florida. You just have all these really, really good teams stacked up in that division. So, you know, excited. I think, you know, for the Stars, you know, one of the thing is let's see you know, where these three lines are against a better defensive team like a Victor Hedman-led Tampa Bay Lightning. And let's see how they do against Carolina, because obviously the tape's going to be out. And two very good coaches are going to look at it in Carolina and in Tampa. So kind of excited to see where we are Saturday night.
Yeah, they just need to build momentum. It feels like one step forward, two steps back right now with Dallas. They can start to build some momentum and consistency, continue to build their game, and they have an opportunity against a test, right? Two very good Eastern Conference opponents in Tampa Bay and in Carolina next week. You look at Vasilevsky's numbers, he's 9-5-1, 2.13 goals against, 919 save percentage. And, you know, Otter is right there, which is a great sign too, right? 2.25 goals against, 917 save percentage. So it's nice to see Otter is living in that realm of Vasilevsky, and he may not be in his prime. He usually turns it on when it matters the most, but Otter has been superb, and you alluded to it earlier. It's a big part of the star success on home ice. So these road games are good to start building some of that momentum. And, you know, Otter last season, the splits were incredible. He was a top five goaltender on the road, and he was more like 25th at the American Airlines Center. You know, the power play is an interesting question. And Daryl Ray on Victory Plus last night said a baffling thing that, you know, between Robo, Rope, Wyatt, and Miro, there's one power play goal between the four of them.
Yeah.
Like how is that? How is that the case? It's just what is going on with the man advantage? And they looked good the other night. I will give him that. They looked good, but sometimes you just have to score. You got to bear down and get those chances. And maybe, as you said, just back to the basics.
So I went back and looked at all four power plays, and I thought the fourth was the best. It had the best puck movement and the most aggression. And one of the things that even Pete DeBoer said last night, you know, kind of stagnant, and everyone has their position and they don't really move too much. And there's also a part that we need to go back to like last year before kind of Joe Pavelski fell off. So I feel like they're kind of running the same power play as if Joe Pavelski's still on the team.
Yeah.
Whereas you saw several times Miro Heiskanen from the point with that wrist shot directly on net. Well, if you have Joe Pavelski with the high tip, that's one thing.
Yeah, 95% of the time he's going to get a piece of it.
Exactly, exactly. Now all of a sudden we put another player in there. It's not always going to happen.
Yes.
And I think honestly that has been one of the aspects. So I personally would love to see more shots from the slot and more, you know, puck movement and just change things up. So one of the things they did last night on the fourth power play is they hit the bumper in the middle, and the bumper, you know, the guy that is in the middle closest to the goalie for the one timer. And you can't always hit it because, you know, that was the first power play in which I saw San Jose really crunch in because the Stars kept it in the zone. But if you look at that shorthanded goal, and I think the tape's out on the Stars power play. And what led to that shorthanded goal?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There are four players on the ice when you're shorthanded. Two of them went after Logan Stankoven. So there is no fear as far as puck movement. And that's one of the things that I've seen Anaheim doing, San Jose and other teams, how hyper aggressive they are against this Stars team because there's no threat. And they were able to steal the puck with Stankoven, and it was a planned play. And, you know, they sent their man and it resulted in a shorthanded goal. So I think that, you know, clearly they need better puck movement, but it just doesn't seem like it has creativity like you see with other teams. And the thing I'm most worried about, Joey, is this goes back to probably late last year.
Oh, yes.
Power play woes.
Yeah.
So how is it going to change? And people have told me, well, what can you do? And I don't know. When Colin Blackwell was healthy, I said, put Colin Blackwell out there.
Just try something.
Yeah.
something different.
Exactly. Put a guy in front of the net. I don't know. Put Sam Steele out there. But I know this. What's happening right now isn't working. So sometimes you have to switch it out. You know, maybe go two defensemen on the power play. I don't know what the answer is. They're the professionals. I just know you went 0-for-4 last night.
Yeah, the book is certainly out. Sometimes Robertson is really just a decoy out there at the right circle. He just kind of sits there, and sometimes he turns into a ghost on the man advantage. And as you alluded to, it's very infuriating because it just seems like they're doing the same thing over and over again. And I didn't even really think about the Joe Pavelski departure until you brought it up. It's like, okay, yeah, they're just kind of sort of running the same thing, which kind of all led to Joe Pavelski in front to get those tips. And, you know, the bumper spot has worked. It seems like Sagan is sort of the guy for that. You see him a lot of times on that second power play unit, get some chances in the slot. You know, back in the day, a few years ago, they used to have Roope on the flank at that left circle. Used to do that wide curl out to neutral ice and come down. Maybe they need to implement some of that. It was a few regimes ago, but there needs to be a change in philosophy, because it's just, it, as you mentioned, that the tape is out. And if you can take away 4 and 21, you just really have no threats, because the puck's never going to get to the net if you take away 4 and 21.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of people like the dump back on the power play, and I don't mind it, but I mean, don't bump back a quarter of the ice, because you're not fooling anybody when you do that. And that person's basically right above their own goalie and then making their way. That gives the defense a chance to reset. So I know you have to gain speed heading into the zone. I mean, heck, I'd love them to flip it in the zone every once in a while and switch things up. Win the puck battle.
Stankoven and Marchment. Just go get it.
Yeah. I mean, the Stars are not a heavy cycle team. And maybe that's another thing that we need to think about. They are a get in, shoot, get back. And maybe that's affecting, because, you know, obviously you need a strong cycle to establish a power play and to force that other team into the box. Because right now I'm not seeing a box right now. Basically I'm seeing, you know, guys that are chasing the puck.
Yeah.
And you know, that's like, if that's the case, then find the open man, you know, I mean, so I that's why I'm excited about these next couple of days, because, you know, I hope assistant coach D Spot, along with Pete DeBoer, that spot specialty, you know, hopefully they can work on this power play and come up with some kind of different angles that surprise Tampa Bay.
Yeah, maybe they need to try to score off the rush a bit more. They're so fast, and we've seen Roope in the past just slice through the defense and get some breakaways, even on the power play. So something will have to change. They're 4-for-30 in their last 10 games, so hopefully that will start to pick up. And again, that will start to get the offense flowing a bit more. And if the power play is going, that means probably 21, 53, and 4 are producing as well. Okay, on the other side, I'm going to ask Gavin some general NHL questions. Want to get his thoughts on the West. Alex Ovechkin, he's off to a great start, and plenty more. We'll do that in just a moment.